Now, I want to introduce you to a man called Paolo Gavazzini. I am here in the arena. I did get that right, didn't I, the pronunciation of your name?
Perfect, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I've been practicing for weeks. Oh. I have to say, here we are in the arena. There's nobody here except people who are setting up the stage and the orchestra and everything else. But you are the artistic director. Does this frighten you every night when you come in here and go, what if it goes wrong?
Yeah, you know, our business is always frightening because we are dealing with people, which are not machines. So it's every evening, it's a risk because you never know how they feel till the end. And especially here in the arena, it's an open air opera house. And so we are basically dealing with temperature,
yes.
Cold, hot, humid, and this is very bad for the singers.
Not too good for the instruments either,
yeah, yes. You're right. But basically, it happens sometimes that the singer were feeling well for the first and the second act, and then during the interval of the second act, she lost or he lost his voice, and so, I don't have any more voice.
Right.
So, as soon as we can, we put in on stage the substitute. So every night you are crossing your finger till the end, till the very end.
Yeah. And there is that's an announcement, everybody, don't worry. Oh look, Morricone's in already. And in the event of weather stopping, is it a half an hour? Is it 30 minutes? If the rain doesn't stop for 30 minutes, that people get their money back? Is that how that works?
No, actually, it's a little bit different.
Ah.
If we haven't started the performance,
yes,
we are obliged to wait till 11:45.
11:45
in the evening. And at that time, we make an announcement saying we are very sorry, but because of the rain, we can't start. They're already 11:45, so the performance is cancelled. And we are giving money back.
Yes.
And otherwise, it's, for instance, if we start the performance and then becomes raining, so we stop the performances and we stop the performance, and then it depends. Many times happens that it stops and it starts again, it stops and starts again. The problem is to put again the stage in order to allow people to work safely on stage. So we need to clean it, to dry it, and so it takes generally half an hour.
But it doesn't happen very often.
No, thanks God.
No, it doesn't.
Thanks God,
well, I have been here a number of times over the years. I think I was here before you. I've been here a number of times over the years, and only once was there a problem where it rained. But because we're here in Verona, it dries up very quickly.
Yeah.
And away we went.
Last year we did 48 performances,
mm-hmm.
and we had problems on 3 performances, but we never cancelled a performance.
Fantastic.
Last year. This year we cancelled one performance because it starts raining at 7 o'clock in the evening and it stops at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So no use. No, even with an umbrella, it's no use.
No.
A special Arena di Verona umbrella. Now, do you have a favourite piece of music, by the way, from all the operas you've been involved in? Is there a favourite piece for you?
I don't have a favorite piece. Mm. When I'm working on a piece, that's my favorite.
Oh, and diplomat.
But of course, I couldn't say a favorite piece. Verdi, Wagner, Puccini, Donizetti, Bellini.
Say Puccini.
No, it's not true. It's not true. I mean, it's a question of the cast, of the conductor, of the mise-en-scène.
Yeah.
It's many things in. Yeah.
And tell me, you've a history in this, of course. You've a blood relation with this whole industry, don't you?
Yeah, my grandfather was a conductor, and I grown up in actually listening to new opera, and I started as a pianist, but I fell in love with opera when I was 14 years old, and since then I realized that my dream was working in an opera house. So at the end, I succeeded.
Yes, you did. And look at the one you're in.
Yeah.
It's no roof, but it's an opera house.
It's a wonderful opera house. It's a magical location, magical stage, and the amphitheater. And every night, it's really it's moving and it's touching. And you know, you're attending an opera under the sky with the stars, with the moon, and then with this fantastic orchestra and this fantastic choir. And we are having wonderful directors, and Franco Zeffirelli, La Fura del Baus, Gianfranco De Bosio, and so it's really unique.